This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday, the United States Supreme Court upheld the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. DACA allows certain undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children and meet several guidelines the ability to stay in the country and work. In a 5-4 vote, the court ruled against the Trump administration's effort to end the program. Following the announcement, Arkansas United, a nonprofit that works with immigrants, hosted a press virtual conference discussing what the decision means for Arkansans. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended the event, and she brings us this report.
The Supreme Court's decision means a little bit of certainty in what's been an uncertain time for DACA recipients. Veronica Virgen is a DACA recipient who attended the University of Arkansas at Little Rock's William H. Bowen School of Law and plans to continue pursuing a career as a lawyer.
I am not a lawyer yet. I still have to pass the bar exam. But as far as I know, I am the first openly documented student to graduate from Bowen. And I am thrilled that we were able to at least keep DACA for the foreseeable future. And as previously mentioned, you know, the fight is not over. We still have to keep fighting for the rest of our families. But definitely a win. Definitely looking forward to continuing the fight.
Virgen is one of about 4,500 DACA recipients in Arkansas. The program grants recipients a reprieve from deportation and the ability to work legally in the United States.
I took a job in the nonprofit sector, so doing immigration work with working with children. So hoping to have a lasting impact and using my privilege to help others in the same boat that I was in a couple of years ago and still am, because this isn't permanent status. And I want to reiterate that this isn't sort of like a pathway to citizenship. Right. Our legal status is still in limbo. You know, we have all these degrees and the U.S. government and education system has invested in us. So we would like to give back to our community.
Carla Palma is another DACA recipient in Arkansas, and she wants to work in the medical field.
I am able to further my career in nursing and eventually become a pediatrician. So today's decision definitely cheered me up and uplifted my hopes and my dreams. And now I know that I can continue that I don't have a deadline or that I will be able to renew and keep renewing. But like it was mentioned, we do need to keep fighting for a pathway to citizenship, because not only have I lived here since I was 4 years old, but there's many, many other dreamers who don't even know their country of birth. And all of our lives are here. We are dedicated to helping our community.
An estimated 29,000 DACA recipients are healthcare workers. That's according to the Center for American Progress, a nonpartisan policy group. As of December 2019, there were more than 649,000 active DACA recipients in the U.S., according to government statistics. The program was established in 2012, and while DACA does not provide a path to citizenship, recipients could apply to renew their status every 2 years. Things changed in 2017 when the Trump administration announced plans to end the program. Following that announcement, new DACA applicants were no longer considered. Several lawsuits were filed against the administration for terminating the program, and as a result, three nationwide injunctions issued by U.S. district courts allowed people who previously had DACA to renew their deferred action. In 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to review these legal challenges. While the legal battle worked its way through the courts, Arkansas lawmakers passed their own legislation to assist DACA recipients. Last year, legislators passed one law that allowed the Arkansas State Board of Nursing to grant licenses to DACA recipients, and another law that allowed colleges and universities to offer in-state tuition to certain immigrants. State Representative Dan Douglas, a Republican from Bentonville, was the lead sponsor on the latter bill. Douglas says he's excited about the Supreme Court's decision and hopes it will prompt Congress to take action.
And now it puts the decision-making back on Congress, where it needs to be, to work on a long-term permanent solution to this. Congress is the only place that a real long-term solution to correct the problems we have in our immigration system, and hopefully this will spur them on.
Rosa Velasquez with Arkansas United says there's still work to be done, but the Supreme Court's decision is a victory.
We're going to celebrate today. There's a lot of work that we have to do, but today we rest and we celebrate this decision, and we continue to move forward.
Velasquez says as they understand it, the ruling is meant to restore DACA to its original form from 2012. However, officials have not sent out guidelines yet and are not currently accepting new applications. For now, first-time DACA-eligible immigrants will have to wait and see when officials will begin accepting new applicants. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Arkansas United can assist with DACA applications and has a fund to support renewals. For updates on DACA and Arkansas United's other initiatives, you can visit facebook.com/arimmigrants.